Hello and welcome to our new podcast. Today we are going to discuss about the topic related to cleanliness in India, that is Swachh Bharat Abhiyan. The question of the hour is, can sanitation programs make India clean and clear? The father of our nation, Mahatma Gandhi, envisioned and dreamed of a clean India where sanitation, hygiene and cleanliness were the indispensable components. The importance of cleanliness in his life can be judged from the fact that he considered sanitation ahead of independence. In order to fulfill the long-cherished dream of Bapu, Clean India Mission was launched across the country on 2nd October 2014. Shri Narendra Modi had aptly remarked that a Clean India campaign would be the best tribute that India could pay to Mahatma Gandhi on his 150th birth anniversary in 2019. The Swachh Bharat Abhiyan aims to eradicate the problem of open defecation by construction of toilets for households and communities, do away with their manual scavenging and adapt better solid waste management techniques. Mr. Modi has rightly quoted that open defecation, especially by girls and women, is a blot on our society. Besides, it was meant to create awareness about the importance of cleanliness among the masses. On the day of its launch, the cleanliness drive was received with a positive note across the different segments of society, with locals, students, politicians, industrialists, celebrities contributing their share. A seed of thought about cleanliness and its importance was planted in the minds of millions of Indians. In no time, Swachh Bharat Abhiyan became a topic of households as well as national discussions. A country that shied away from talking about toilets and defecation was actually discussing these. This was definitely a positive step in the direction of Clean India Mission. To take it one step further, the government introduced the ranking for the cleanest cities in 2016, with Mysuru bagging the first place, followed by Chandigarh. Cleanliness and sanitation are known to play an important role in the promotion of tourism in India. India is one of the most sought-after tourist destinations in the world. It is a home to picturesque locations, historical monuments and splendid architecture, craftsmanship and art. Besides, our country is known for its hospitality all over the world. All the aforementioned factors definitely have a deep effect on tourists from all over the world. More tourism means more growth of our economy. Tourism contributes a major share of the GDP as well as adds onto the foreign reserves of the country. With the tourist visiting a particular place, there is a boost to the local craftsmen and economy of that particular area. All said and done, it is the unhygienic conditions at the most exotic tourist destinations that leave a bad impression on the mind of tourists. Undoubtedly, the official statistics and numbers released by the government agencies claim Swachh Bharat Abhiyan to be a success. But the success of any government program or scheme is directly proportional to the response it receives from the public. In 1999, a drive similar to the Clean India Mission, Nirmal Bharat Abhiyan, was started with a similar mission and vision. However, it was doomed and was left merely as a name in the records government. India is our motherland, and we owe a lot to it. We, the people of this nation, need to understand our social responsibility towards the country. No program or scheme can be success without the active participation of public in it, no matter which celebrity endorses it. Swachh Bharat is not restricted to keeping the streets and public places clean. It has many more dimensions to it. People need to keep their surroundings clean, whether it is their home, office or neighborhood. This can't be limited to a particular day and has to be practiced throughout the year. Every single effort in this direction counts. Cleanliness should not be left on sanitation workers only as their job. It has to be the mission of the 1.2 billion people of our country to make our motherland clean. It's not just the talking that will help in this case. With the government doing its part by providing funds and building infrastructure, it is on the people to cooperate with the government to make this mission a success. Social media platform can be widely used to highlight the small gestures and actions of cleanliness. Educated and literate people must make efforts to make their house and support staff understand the importance of cleanliness and discourage their practice of open defecation. An hour so must be squeezed from our daily weekly schedule, and this hour must be dedicated to the cleanliness of the surroundings. Parents, schools, and educational institutions need to sensitize the children on different dimensions of cleanliness and encourage them to adopt healthy principles of sanitation. NGOs must actively participate in this drive and guide the citizens with innovative methods of waste reduction. They can work in collaboration with different research institutes to come out with some innovative techniques. Celebrities and public figures must lead by example. As Modiji had remarked during his speech that Quit India, Clean India was the half-unfulfilled dream of Bapu. It becomes the moral duty of all the citizens and the government to work in collaboration to make India clean and fulfill the unfulfilled dream of Bapu. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Please follow and subscribe to our channel. Hello and welcome to our new podcast. When we hear the word smart, what comes to our mind is smart people, smartphone. But today, I'm going to add a new dimension to your smart arena, that is smart cities. So let's get started. Dream of smart cities, myth or reality in India? The project of smart cities was announced soon after the Narendra Modi-led government came into power. This was considered as a step in the direction of urban India's renewal. Dream of smart cities, myth or reality in India? The project of smart cities was announced soon after the Narendra Modi-led government came into power. The project of smart cities was announced soon after the Narendra Modi-led government came into power. This was considered as a step in the direction of urban India's renewal. Over the past few years, the urban cities have been witnessing an increase in migration of population from rural to urban India. This influx has posed a number of challenges for the natives, migrants, as well as the government. Smart cities are considered as a solution to cope up with the challenges of urbanization. Smart city is an urban region that is environment friendly, technologically Smart city is an urban region that is environment friendly, technologically well-equipped, and has an Smart city is an urban region that is environment-friendly, technologically well-equipped, and has an efficient core infrastructure along with market viability. The core infrastructure of a smart city includes adequate water supply. The core infrastructure of a smart city includes adequate water supply, assured electricity, sanitation, solid waste management, efficient public transport, and affordable housing, especially for the poor. Robust IT connectivity and digitalization, e-governance and citizen participation, safety and security of citizens are some of the additional components of the core infrastructure of a smart city. Information technology is the cornerstone of all the services offered to the people. Sensors are used to collect compile and integrate real-time data of electricity, gas, water, traffic, and other government analytics into a smart grid, which is to be fed into the computers. With the availability of real-time data, computers can ensure nearly perfect operations such as synchronization of traffic signals. During the peak hours, striking a balance between the demand and supply of electricity network, etc. As the premise of a smart city is based on the market drivers of demand and supply, these cities promise benefits to the business, citizens, environment, and the government along with sustainable development. Ever since the launch of this project, governments, think tanks, ministries, and private firms have been working together to make this dream project a success. As of now, the government has announced an initial target of 100 smart cities in the next 5 years. Instead of building brand new cities, the government plans to develop and build smart towns on the lines of smart cities in the vicinity of existing urban areas, upgrade the existing mid-sized cities, and build settlements along the industrial corridors. The smart cities are expected to have special investment. The smart cities are expected to have special investment regions along with a modified tax structure in order to attract foreign investments. These cities are considered to be the magnets for investments, which will eventually lead to the creation of a large number of jobs in the region. The project will witness a large number of public-private partnerships in its due course. Although everything looks rosy on papers, there is a gap between the dream of smart city and its accomplishment. Although everything looks rosy on papers, there is a gap between the dream of smart city and its accomplishment. The government has allocated Rs 7,000 crore to the smart city project in the budget, which is roughly Rs 70 crore per city. This amount is not enough for the development of a smart city. It is great as an initial kickstart to the project, but funds need to be pooled in at repeated intervals. India will have to channelize its untapped resources in order to fill this lacune. As the government plans to integrate the smart cities with the existing ones, it needs to narrow down the challenges that are specific to a city and then work upon them. The project of the smart city needs to be implemented and executed in a phased manner. There may be regions which boast of a robust infrastructure but continue to face the shortage of electricity and water. At the same time, there may be regions which have uninterrupted water and power supply but have poor infrastructure. Obviously, the challenges for both the regions will be different, and so will be their solutions. Many countries and multinational giants have expressed their interest for participation in the development of smart cities, which will eventually lead to a larger number of public-private partnerships. As the beginning of the smart city project, MOUs have been signed between the US government and 3 state governments of Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, and Andhra Pradesh for the smart cities of Ajmer, Allahabad, and Visakhapatnam, respectively. Each state has signed a task force with representatives from several central government, state government, and US Trade and Development Agency. The final report submitted by the task force teams will be the basis for the action plan for these cities. Germany has decided to partner with India's Smart City Program and with the help of developing. Germany has decided to partner with India's Smart City Program and will help developing Kochi, Bhubaneswar, and Coimbatore as smart cities. These 3 cities are among the top 20 cities by Urban Development Ministry, which are to be developed as smart cities. Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan government have set up special service vehicles for the implementation of smart city plans. SPV has been set up for 5 cities: Jabalpur, Indore, Bhopal and Jaipur and Udaipur in Rajasthan. The smart city project will involve multi-layer implementation as well as execution, with the center, state and local bodies playing their respective roles. With a large number of stakeholders involved right from its inception till its implementation and execution, the government will have to simplify the regulatory aspects of different processes involved. It also needs to take care of the possible legal issues arising from the same. All the clearances and approvals required for this project must be done online and in a time-bound fashion. The government needs to ensure that the local bodies which will take care of the implementation have sufficient human resources as well as technical and financial capabilities to carry out the process of implementation successfully. If required, special training should be imparted to them for the same. Smart cities will need smart people. The people need to be co-developers of the system and not just by the end users. Universities, students, private and government institutes must be encouraged to actively participate in the process of upgrading the system. We should not forget that an important aspect of being smart is to curb the wastage and make sustainable use of the available resources. The government as well as the citizens must look for alternative renewable sources of energy. This will lighten the burden on the power sector and contribute to a large amount of savings. According to the industry experts, such cities require a timeline of 20 to 30 years for their successful completion. As the government is already working on a tight deadline of 5 years, it needs to understand the importance of meticulous planning and coordination in regards to this project. In case the government is successful in working on the aforementioned aspects of the Smart Cities project, this dream can actually turn into a reality for billions of Indians. All said and done, nothing is impossible. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Please like and subscribe to our channel.